Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, June 14, 2025.
Cash handouts proposed by Japanese Prime Minister. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has unveiled a plan for cash handouts aimed at helping families tackle soaring prices as Japan prepares for its upper house election in July 2025. Each individual would receive 20,000 yen, roughly US$139, with an additional 20,000 yen for families with children or low-income earners. This initiative seeks to provide quick financial assistance and stimulate consumer spending while addressing community concerns about the rising cost of living. However, there are worries about the potential impact on government finances due to increased spending. As the election approaches, the government is focused on supporting its citizens during these challenging economic times. How will these cash handouts change lives across Japan?
Trump's Supreme Court wins, and their implications. On June 13, 2025, President Donald Trump celebrated significant victories at the U.S. Supreme Court after returning to office in January. His administration made an unprecedented 13 urgent appeals for immediate court involvement on policies challenged by lower courts. The Supreme Court backed Trump in 9 cases, partially in 1 case, and ruled against him in 2 cases, declaring 1 case irrelevant. These decisions opened the door for major changes, allowing Trump to revoke temporary legal status for hundreds of thousands of immigrants and enforce a ban on transgender individuals in the military. Additionally, the rulings enable a reduction of the federal workforce. As legal battles continue, these Supreme Court victories could reshape the future of Trump's agenda. What does this mean for the nation moving forward?
Federal Reserve keeps interest rates steady amid economic uncertainty. The Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States, is set to keep interest rates stable as economic uncertainty looms. Investors are eagerly awaiting new insights into economic data and trade issues. Recent reports show that rising costs, or inflation, have eased fears that tariffs from Donald Trump would drive prices higher. However, slowing job growth might push the Fed to consider cutting interest rates soon. Trump has called for a significant 1-point reduction in the key interest rate, hoping inflation will drop to the target of 2%. Meanwhile, the administration has delayed a round of global tariffs that could impact economic growth. Although trade tensions with China have eased, they remain unresolved, and the details of a major budget and tax plan in Congress are still unclear. What does this mean for your finances?
Concerns over school shootings in Europe. Concerns are rising about the increase in school shootings in Western Europe, a problem often associated with the United States. Authorities are under pressure to implement stricter gun laws and enhance school security. Since the beginning of 2023, 4 serious school shootings have occurred, including 2 heartbreaking incidents this year. One shooting in Graz, Austria, took 11 lives, prompting government officials to call for tighter regulations. Similarly, the Swedish government responded to a shooting at the campus Risbergska school in Orbro, which also resulted in multiple fatalities. Experts suggest these incidents may be copycat attacks inspired by earlier events in the U.S. As the situation unfolds, people are eager to see how governments will react and what measures will be taken to prevent future tragedies. Addressing gun violence in schools has never been more urgent.
State Bank of Pakistan holds interest rate steady amid inflation challenges. As inflation soars, the State Bank of Pakistan is making tough choices, deciding to keep its policy interest rate at 12%. Analysts had expected a cut, but international conflicts, especially Israel's military actions against Iran, have shifted the outlook. Inflation in Pakistan jumped to around 40% in May 2023 but has since varied, recently rising to 3.5%, exceeding the finance ministry's projection of 2%. The SBP forecasts average inflation will range between 5.5% and 7.5% for the fiscal year ending in June. After cutting rates by a total of 10% from a record high of 22%, the SBP paused these reductions in March 2023. Many experts believe the SBP will hold the rate steady to manage inflation and stabilize the economy. Pakistan's economy, valued at about $350 billion, has received a vital $7 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund to avoid a default threat. However, this financial assistance comes with conditions that may influence government spending and economic policies. The ongoing regional conflict raises concerns about higher import costs and further inflation, casting doubt on the government's ability to reach its GDP growth target of 4.2%.
Trump to attend National Security Council meeting on Israeli strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump will attend a National Security Council meeting on June 13, 2025, at 11 a.m. local time. This follows Israel's recent military strikes on Iran, targeting its nuclear sites and missile factories to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized that the U.S. is not involved in these attacks and is focused on protecting American forces in the region. The meeting will explore the implications of these actions and how the U.S. should respond to the rising tensions. What does this mean for the future of U.S. involvement in the Middle East?
Jefferson Capital's upcoming IPO. Jefferson Capital, a private equity-backed firm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, is gearing up for an exciting initial public offering, or IPO, aiming for a valuation of up to $1.1 billion. They plan to raise around $170 million by offering 10 million shares priced between $15 and $17 each. This move is noteworthy in the debt buying industry, where most companies stay private. Founded in 2002, Jefferson Capital focuses on buying and managing charged-off and bankruptcy receivables, with operations in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Latin America. In 2024, they reported a net income of $128.9 million and revenue of $433.3 million, showcasing impressive growth. Investment firm J.C. Flowers, which acquired Jefferson Capital in 2018, will keep about 68.9% of the company after the IPO. Jeffries & Keefe, Bruyette & Woods are the lead underwriters for this offering, which is expected to draw significant attention, especially after the recent successes of other companies entering the U.S. stock market.
China delays $35 billion merger of Synopsys and Ansys. China's market regulator has announced a significant setback for the tech industry by delaying the approval of a $35 billion merger between software giants Synopsys and Ansys. This holdup follows new export controls from the U.S. government, imposed under former President Donald Trump, which restrict the sale of semiconductor design software to China. The merger was on the verge of final approval, expected to wrap up by the end of June 2025. Despite a recent trade truce reached in London, previous agreements have struggled due to China's limits on mineral exports. Both Synopsys, based in Mountain View, California, and Ansys, headquartered in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, have reported strong profits. However, this regulatory scrutiny could significantly affect their stock prices and the broader technology sector.
Deutsche Telekom and NVIDIA's AI Cloud Partnership. Deutsche Telekom and NVIDIA are joining forces to launch an innovative artificial intelligence cloud for manufacturers in Germany. This partnership, announced on June 13, 2025, aims to enhance Germany's control over its digital resources and strengthen its economic future. NVIDIA will supply 10,000 chips, while Deutsche Telekom will provide the essential framework, including data hubs and AI tools. Chancellor Friedrich Merz is backing this collaboration, highlighting the importance of targeted investments in AI to boost innovation. By 2026, this AI cloud will help manufacturers improve operations, reduce costs, and increase productivity. This exciting initiative reflects a broader trend in Europe toward digital transformation. What could this mean for the future of manufacturing across the continent?
Gemini and Coinbase seek EU licenses. Gemini and Coinbase, two giants in the cryptocurrency world, are close to securing licenses to operate across the European Union. Under the new Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, EU member states can issue these licenses, but concerns are rising about the speed of approvals, particularly in Malta, which has been quick to grant licenses to several firms. The Winklevoss twins, founders of Gemini, are reportedly on the verge of receiving their license, raising alarms among regulators about a potential rush to approve licenses without proper oversight. Meanwhile, Coinbase, the first U.S. cryptocurrency company to join the S&P 500, is pursuing a license in Luxembourg, but its limited operational plans have caught the attention of regulators. With the global cryptocurrency market valued at around $3.3 trillion, the urgency for clear rules to protect investors and ensure market stability has never been more critical, especially following the FTX collapse in 2022. What does this mean for the future of cryptocurrency in Europe?
U.S. Marines deployed to Los Angeles amid immigration protests. On June 12, 2025, the U.S. military announced the deployment of Marines to Los Angeles, California, to tackle ongoing protests against immigration enforcement. Around 200 Marines will secure a federal building, with a total of 700 authorized for deployment. This marks a rare instance of military involvement in domestic unrest, following nationwide demonstrations against immigration raids. The protests reflect a strong backlash against President Donald Trump's strict immigration policies. Major General Scott Sherman emphasized that the Marines will not engage in law enforcement, but will help maintain order as tensions rise. In downtown Los Angeles, workers are boarding up storefronts, bracing for more unrest, particularly in the Little Tokyo neighborhood. Mayor Karen Bass has imposed a nighttime curfew in a 1-square-mile area to manage the situation. While most protests have been peaceful, some incidents of violence have occurred. Activist groups like No Kings are organizing demonstrations against a planned military parade in Washington, D.C., raising crucial questions about civil rights and the military's role in domestic affairs.
Senate Republicans propose changes to judicial power. On June 13, 2025, Senate Republicans made a bold move by proposing changes to President Donald Trump's important tax and spending law, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. These changes aim to limit judges' ability to block government policies, raising questions about the balance of power in America. The amendments seek to reduce the use of nationwide injunctions, court orders that apply across the country, that prevent government actions from taking effect. A White House memo from March 2025 instructed leaders of government agencies to require plaintiffs to post bonds when seeking these injunctions, ensuring they cover costs if a judge's ruling is overturned. This push reflects a strong Republican influence in 2025, especially under Trump's leadership, as they work to advance right-leaning strategies and reshape the judicial system. As these developments unfold, what does this mean for citizens' rights to challenge government actions?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.